Hello, welcome to this small screencast. I will show you how to start developing applications with Windows Azure. For developing applications with Windows Azure, you need to have Visual Studio and the Azure tools for Visual Studio. If you don't have Visual Studio, you can download this for free from the Microsoft website. You can install Visual Studio 2010 Express, which has also SQL Server 2008 Express Edition, which is needed to run your applications. Next is that you install the Windows Azure tools for Visual Studio. You can download them for free also from this website. It takes maybe 1 minute to download, and then you can install it. It is a tooling on top of Visual Studio. It adds some templates to get you started in Visual Studio, and it also adds a local fabric to run your applications on your development box. Once you install those tools, Visual Studio and the Azure SDK, you can start developing applications. For within Visual Studio, you can start a project. There is a template Windows Azure Cloud Service. And the template will ask you for what kind of roles do you want to have in that project. Well, for a little web application, it's enough to start with a web role. Once you have created a web role, Visual Studio creates a solution for you, and you simply have a default ASPX page where you can start developing. I will place a button on this screen, and in that button, I will simply say button1.txt equals hello Azure. That is enough. Because I have installed the SDK, I also have that local Azure Fabric. I can simply run my application. It will do the packaging for you. And that local environment will start up your application. And you see the result in a browser. Hello, Azure. So here you see this local environment. I'm running one web role over here. So this local development fabric just simulates the cloud. I don't need to deploy it to the cloud to start debugging or to start creating my application. Okay. Next step is that I want to create some Azure subscription. I need an Azure subscription to deploy my applications to the Microsoft data centers. You can find more information on the Windows Azure Platform website for that. Let me just walk through all the different offers we have. First of all, there is this introductory special. The introductory special is free of charge, and it will give you 25 hours of compute power in the data center. And you also have 1 gigabyte of SQL Server Web Edition database. So this is a very friendly step in to create your applications and to start deploying them free of charge. If you want to have more power and more hours, you can select one of the packages we have. There is a development accelerator core, a developer accelerator extended, and a SQL Azure developer accelerator core. Prices ranges from about $60 until $110. What is the difference between those packages? Well, let's have a look at the details. The first package gives you 750 hours of compute power, 10 gigabytes of storage inside Azure, and a lot of data transfer in and out the data center. The next package is more focused on SQL Server. You don't have any compute power here, but you will have a 10 gigabyte SQL Azure database. If you want to combine both offers, the 750 hours of compute power and the SQL Server database, you can opt for the extended package. In the extended package, we have, again, 750 hours of compute power. 750 hours is a complete month. And you have the 10 gigabyte relational database. Okay. So next step is, how do you start such a subscription? You click on the button, and then you have to log in with your Live ID account. So you need to create some Live ID account before you do this process. Then you log in with your Live ID account. Okay, once this subscription has been done, you have access to another portal, the administration portal, where you can create hosted services and storage accounts. You can log in with the same Live ID to access the administrative portal. And then we start with creating a hosted service. You can provide a label and some subscription. And the next step is that you decide on a public URL for your application. You check the availability. It is available. You select a region, and then you create your hosted service. Okay. You will have a production and a staging environment. So you can select to deploy your applications in staging or immediately in production. Okay, now that we have set up the subscription and our service, we can go back to Visual Studio. And Visual Studio now supports a publishing wizard. You can publish your application. You provide some credentials here. You select the slot that you want to use. And you start deploying. You will see he will just prepare and connect and upload your package to the data center, and within a few minutes your application will be running live. So these are all the steps that you need to deploy your first application. Summary: you start with a Live ID account, you download the tools, you create a subscription, you test your application locally in the development portal, and then you can upload it to the data center. That's all you have to do.